Though we often dismiss imagination as not real, science reveals our brains and bodies respond to vivid imagery as if it were physically present. This is the power of the mind to shape reality. The ancients knew this, though linguistic constraints led them to express these concepts through symbolism and metaphor, we struggle to grasp them today. By updating the terminology, the universal principles become clearer. Hey family, this is Reginald Martin, founder of Comedic Centered Living. I want to ask, what did the ancients really mean by the phrase Kingdom of God? Have you ever wondered how the evolution of language has influenced our understanding of the ancient spiritual and religious concepts? Consider that our lack of understanding of how powerful we are is based on confusion and having our minds hijacked by frameworks of thought that make us believe that we are limited and powerless on this earth plane of existence. I hear people speak phrases like, the struggle is real. It's a mantra that many bond over on social media. The ancient mystics were teaching ideas that elevate consciousness and empower us. But because of mistranslation and limiting frames of belief, we buy into the opposite of our true power. Let's talk about the idea of the kingdom of God and get back on track to our true power. In modern times, we have a much more extensive bank of words to use in our language. For example, in Old English around the 1500s, there were about 60,000 words compared to the modern day of about 1 million words in English. I imagine that it would be the same for other languages. We can logically extrapolate that to 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. The ancients had even fewer words in most languages. There are many concepts passed down to us from the ancient mystics. They used certain words to describe an idea. The idea of the kingdom of God came from these mystics in another language. Through religion, we were taught a frame to think about that word as somewhere you go after you die or where God resides. But is it not said the kingdom of God is within you? What does that really mean? What is the kingdom? I say that they were telling us about our unlimited potential while human on the earth plane. As I've looked deeper into this knowledge, I see that the sages and mystics of old were not speaking merely of a heavenly domain, but of the realm of imagination and belief that shapes our lives. Modern terminology allows us to decode these messages of empowerment. Most of us have never really thought about how our everyday life materializes into what it is. But that's what the idea of the kingdom of God was talking about in ancient times. The mystics were telling us that we create within that kingdom each and every day. Your life is the product of creation from within the kingdom. But our religious ideas were misinterpreted and twisted ideas of ancient mystical concepts. In ancient Kemet, the metaphysical world or non-material world was the kingdom of God. That non-material world was philosophically said to have come from the mind of God. By updating the ancient terminology, ancient Kemetic teachings were saying, while on earth, we are God and God as starter kits. We are created by God in its image. But because they had a different way of thinking, the ancients expressed these ideas in writing and through symbolism, mythology, analogy, and metaphor. Religion messed us up because it taught us to literalize and concretize abstract concepts that were meant to be archetypes or universal to us all. For example, the word spirit would be translated today as our modern word energy. Today, we say everything is created from energy. In ancient Kemet, they said everything is Ba. In the beginning is Ba, and in the end is Ba. Ba is translated into the English word spirit. But our modern idea that everything is energy is functionally speaking the same exact concept. Religious texts tell us that we are made in the image of God. But again, because we've been taught to take abstract metaphysical concepts literally, we think the image means a physical body. We have to think on a higher plane beyond our physical world. That's what the mystics were telling us. The abstract, non-material metaphysical world was the real world, and our outside concrete material world is but symbols representing deeper universal truths. Think about this. Is there anything that has been created or materialized by human beings that was not first in someone's imagination? Be it a pencil, a necklace, a house, an office building, etc. All were first in the imagination. Though we often dismiss imagination as not real, science reveals our brains and bodies respond to vivid imagery as if it were physically present. This is the power of the mind to shape reality. The ancients knew this. Though linguistic constraints led them to express these concepts through symbolism and metaphor, we struggle to grasp them today. By updating the terminology, the universal principles become clearer. Let's do a little experiment to confirm this. Imagine a lemon. Imagine as vividly as you can putting the lemon on a plate. Take a knife and cut it in half. Take that half in your hand and squeeze some of it on your tongue. Now, even though you didn't have a lemon, did your mouth water? Did you feel that tightness of the salivary glands in your neck? If you truly imagined the action, you most likely reacted physically as if you had a lemon. Here's my point to all of this. With this being a mental universe, the kingdom of God is where anything in creation began. Thoughts become things. Let's go back to the idea of the struggle is real. When you make that statement, you are planting a seed that can grow into that physical experience. The ancient mystical science confirms this. If you're struggling at whatever level that is for you, then you're nourishing that seed you planted in your imagination. Religiously, we revere the idea of the kingdom of God. We access it every single day. Our beliefs will fire off seeds of possibility in our kingdom. But in order for that seed to materialize, one has to nourish it with the bread of life in the womb of the divine feminine or mental environment. Once we grasp that this kingdom of God is the realm of mind and spirit, which then structures the physical, we see the call to look within ourselves for answers. As we awaken to our nature as creators, choosing our attitudes and beliefs consciously is a key. What we imagine, believe, and feed with our life force births our world. The inner world precedes the outer. The bread of life the mystic spoke of points to nourishing our visions with focused passion and fearless resolve because deep down we know our power. Do we feed negative outlooks or bright dreams? The choice of seeds we plant and nurture shapes our harvest. Now, the next question is, how can we crack the code to consistently materialize what we truly desire? That's what Kemetaphysics.com is about. The ancient Kemetic mystical science of how to access our soul-level operating system to materialize the life we really want to live. You are the god or goddess. It's your kingdom in which you're creating and materializing your life. From the Kemetaphysics teachings of the mystics, life is the reflection of your inner vibrational essence. The kingdom of God is within you. All right, family, y'all have an amazing day. This is Reginald Martin, and I'm out.